Over the next week, CBS is airing three specials celebrating some of the network's classic shows from the past. On Saturday, Norman Lear hosts the All in the Family 20th Anniversary Special. On Sunday, Carol Burnett hosts the very best of The Ed Sullivan Show. And on Monday, the cast of The Mary Tyler Moore Show is back for its 20th anniversary. TV critic David Bianculli has reviews of all three.
It isn't that CBS is waxing nostalgic all of a sudden. It's just that this is the closest three-way ratings race in TV history. And in this key sweeps month, every hour counts. Since CBS has so few good shows now, why not just reach back into the past and tap the memories and the potential viewership of some of their best shows of the past? But the ends, in this case, justify the motives. Each of these three shows is structured in a slightly different way, and, for slightly different reasons, each is well worth watching and taping. The All in the Family special mixes cast interviews with remarks from everyday viewers who loved or hated the show all those years ago. The viewers aren't very revealing, but the clips are. Some of them are as intentionally abrasive today as they were then, especially the fights between Carol O'Connor's Archie Bunker and Rob Reiner's Meathead. To me, though, the most memorable moment comes when Archie explains his ideas about war, ideas which, even today, aren't very easy to accept.
Well, you think the whole people of this country can say whether or not they want to go to war? You couldn't get a decent war off the ground that way. All the young people would say no, sure they would, because they don't want to get killed. And that's why we leave it to the Congress, because them old cracks ain't going to get killed. And they're going to do the right thing and get behind the president and vote yes.
In the Ed Sullivan tribute, there are no everyday viewers in sight. Just lots of clips and a handful of performers looking back on them. Ray Manzarek of The Doors, for example, looks back at the group's 1967 appearance.
Some representative from network television came into our dressing room half hour before showtime. And we looked at him and he said, "Boys, we've got a problem." And we all looked at each other and said, "Oh man, now what?" You cannot, on network television, say the word hire.
Now The Doors, here they are with their newest hit record.
And I jumped up and said, okay, fine, we'll think of something. We'll think of something. Don't worry, there's no problem. Whoever it was from network came backstage afterwards and started to scream at us, "But you promised you wouldn't say higher." And then I went into my routine. "Well, look, sir, you know, we were just so excited. It's the Ed Sullivan Show. We're just kids. We're so nervous. We didn't know what we were doing. We've done it this way 1,000 times. And we're sorry we said the word higher." And he said, "Well, you promised you'll never work the Ed Sullivan Show ever again." And then Morrison, in classic Jim Morrison fashion, looked at the guy and said, "Hey, man, we just did the Ed Sullivan Show."
These insider stories and some well-chosen full-length performances make the show fun to watch. The best-constructed retrospective show of all, though, is the one for the Mary Tyler Moore Show, hosted by Mary herself.
Good evening. I'd like to invite you to join me for a very special reunion. 20 years have passed since that first Saturday night when Mary Richards threw her hat in the air. Tonight, I've gathered everyone together again to celebrate and remember the joy, the fun, and the love our family of performers and creators shared.
Come on already. Can we see the tapes?
Let's get this show on. Let's knock it, Mary. Tape.
Except for the late Ted Knight, the gang's all here. And the clips shown are lengthy, well-chosen, and very, very funny. Watch the Mary Tyler Moore 20th Anniversary Show for the comedy, the very best of the Ed Sullivan Show for the variety, and the All in the Family 20th Anniversary Special for the sociology. It's a look back at a time when CBS's shows were great instead of grating.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post.